Dictation for Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, March 31st, 73, address as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, and P, 842-1110. Dear Mrs. Pavlik, consultation Mrs. Abbott with microscopic blood in the urine. She mentioned that for the last 10 years, she's having worsening incontinence of stress as well as urgency, recently with enuresis at night. Urine is clear, tongue odor, but no cloudiness or blood, no infection. She mentioned that she did have a history of enuresis day and night when she was a girl all the way to the fourth grade, and eventually it resolved. She drinks large amounts of coffee and Pepsi, around 120 ounces. She is having problems swallowing. There is dysphagia to the point that she only eats one meal a day, few snacks. Although weight and appetite appears to be stable, has no teeth, no denture. She's known to have a prior hiatal hernia. She's supposed to see surgeon Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, later this month. There is also a feeling of bloatiness, mild abdominal discomfort, soft stools, which is chronic, although only one bowel movement a day without melena. She does have hemorrhoids, and there has been bleeding, sometimes profuse, for the last 1 year. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. She is a smoker, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, denies sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, has problems of insomnia, also pain all over her body, numbness of hands and feet, no claudication symptoms. She has frequent anxiety, panic attacks, does use inhalers. Next paragraph, past medical history. For probably COPD, asthma, on bronchodilators. Used to take thyroid replacement. Amitriptyline for insomnia. These two medications, however, has not been able to take it for the last couple of weeks because of dysphagia. Off and on muscle relaxant, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she denies renal failure, infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS or a stroke, no seizures, denies history of stomach ulcer or colon problems, no blood transfusion, no anemia. She's not aware of cardiovascular disease, no pneumonia. Denies liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries for hiatal hernia 2008. Distocele, including uterus and one ovary removed for benign condition. Gallbladder, left carpal tunnel. two surgeries on the right ear and one on the left ear. Apparently, coleostoma, coleostoma, 1990 and 1914 on the right, 2017 on the left. Next paragraph, present medications, thyroid amitriptyline that she's not taking, Ventolin inhalers, baclofen, previous Neurontin discontinued, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, side effects to hydrocodone, tramadol, latex. Next paragraph, start smoking age 12, 2 packs per day to present. Next paragraph, mild alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, she has 4 grown-up kids, 3 girls, ages 30, 29, 27, and a boy, 26. There is history of diabetes, asthma, but no kidney problems in the family. Next paragraph, on physical exam, she's 59 inches tall, weight 124, blood pressure 130, 108 on the right, 134, 100 on the left. Bilateral cataracts, no teeth, no dentures, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, carotid bruise, no RALS, no WISIS, consolidation, pleural effusion, but there is distant breath sounds, probably from smoking, regular breathing, no pericardial rap, no ascites, palpable liver spleen, no abdominal bruise or tenderness, no major edema, no gangrene, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, in January, urine, no protein, 1 plus of blood, no bacteria or white blood cells. Next paragraph. Prior TSH normal. I don't see any new chemistries. Last one appears to be 2022. At that time, normal kidney function, normal glucose, sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium, liver testing. Multiple urine analysis, consistently 1 or 2 plus of blood without other abnormalities. Next paragraph, there is a kidney ultrasound from April 2023. Right side at 10.6, left side at 9.7. No obstruction, no stones. On the left side, there is a nodule, characteristics of angiomyolipoma, 1.9 centimeters. Similar to a prior CT scan from February 23, bladder was considered normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Microscopic hematuria with negative CT scan ultrasound, incidental finding of angiomyolipoma, which likely is not related to the present process, as she has significant lower urinary tract symptoms with bladder incontinence, as well as enuresis, and she's a smoker. Patient needs to be assessed by urology for potential cystoscopy and rule out any bladder cancer or malignancy early stages. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, she probably has also polyuria. Excuse me, she has significant urinary frequency, nocturia. Cannot say for sure if she's polyuric or not. For that, a urine collection should be done. She does drink significant amount of liquids. Prior sodium did not show any high sodium concentration to suggest polyuria. We'll see what the new chemistry shows before we decided to do any formal 24-hour urine collection. Next number, severe hypertension. She mentioned that she used to take medications in the past for that, but she discontinued years ago, does not like to take medications. She needs to check blood pressure at home. She's going to get a machine from friend family. She's going to call me in the next few days to document persistent elevation, as she has problems of anxiety, panic attacks, including coming here to the office. I did not start medications until documented at home. Next number, a smoker, probably early findings of COPD. You mentioned the presence of emphysema on prior imaging. Next number, incidental angiomyolipoma of the left kidney. That's not a malignant condition. There is no other systemic abnormalities, no skin changes of the face to suggest tuberous sclerosis or similar entity. Next number, severe dysphagia to the point that she has cut down meals to one a day and not taking medications for that, for what she is seeing surgeon for probably EGD on the next few weeks, a prior history of hiatal hernia and surgery. Next number, hematochezia, apparently from hemorrhoids. She's going to mention this to surgeon for further evaluation. Next number, major depression and panic attacks. Presently takes no medications. All issues discussed with a patient will follow on the next 3 months, and she will call me for blood pressure on the next few days. End of dictation.